I want to say, that it's a nekuda, say a shkofetik, kidai to know it, and say a lemaisetik. I was mistaken yesterday, maybe a little bit about the nekuda. Yesterday morning, two people came to visit me in Yeshiva. These were cold. And heat or cold? Two people came to visit me in Yeshiva. One I got to know, second time I'm meeting him. The other one is the first time I'm meeting him. One of them is Rumer, the other one is Israel. He came with the Amiki, but only in the conversation, I have that. Rav Hashem Atayu Mitzvah. He's a multimillionaire. He's not to sit down, you know, he came to see, went to sit down in Beit Shaya, sit inside. And he's speaking a little bit. He tells me, you know, I'm sorry to ask you a question, I'm allowed to ask a question. So, okay, that's, listen, in my business, you know, the first time I'm in Israel, okay, this other guy that knew me, for the second time, he really, you know, made the Shaykh, he schlepped me to come to us, so, well, I'm chilling, but I'm chilling for the first time. He said, but you know, we have offices, you know, we have a big office, we do Zachar for the Ganzerel, you know, I do a lot of business, we have a lot of meetings, sometimes we have meetings with big tables with a lot of people around, but if the tones go up, I make sure that the tones will go down, because if not, people can't concentrate on what they have to do. People can't figure out. You know, if it's too much noise, you can't work like that. So if we have a big meeting, if it gets very noisy, I'm the boss, I just do like this. Everyone gets a bit quiet. I see a big room here, 500 people, trying to figure out a piece of text. See, everyone's holding the same text. Everyone's trying to figure out it. Such noise. It doesn't disturb the people to figure out what they need to figure out. So listen, he said, I know, I'm telling you, I know the world. This is not a good idea. You want me to help you to make it a small room? I'll help. I think this is not a good idea the way people are sitting here. Everyone is sitting together, it's such noise, no one could come out good. You only come to 50% from your abilities. So I'm sorry to say that, but I'm telling you what I think. Like, very good music. And I thought to myself, I told him that my office works the other way around. If there's only two or three people, it doesn't work. The more noise that we have, it works. He says, but explain to me why. He says, listen, I'm smart. I have medical schools, I have law schools, I own all these things all over the world. Nowhere in the world they hold that so much noise makes it better. To think, to pray, yes, but not to think. So, what is the real answer? Doesn't make a difference. But we know he's right. He's wrong. Yeah, I don't think someone here thinks that this guy is right. That if you sit on your own in the room, you come to better. From living in the Bismarck. Why am I saying that? Before what I... Sometimes some Bachim have a question, why is the shul klali? Some Bachim, I hear... No, it's not the ghetto, our yeshiva. Our yeshiva is poshut. Very stark issue of glory, but in different issues, I hear sometimes people ask the question, Mikl Teira? What do I don't have in the issue of glory? Not an R issue of Baruch Hashem, but in different Hashem issues, I hear this question. Why would they issue of glory? For what we need it? Mikl Teira. Moshe Begbei Oilom says you're clearly 80% leave the Beis Medrash. Can that buy up? No place. So for what? I'm not saying now that I know what is the answer. This maybe will make one to vibe the Indian Shul Kloli, yeah? But the same thing, it sounds like this question is this guy. Why you need to learn with such noise? It's a tzura of a yeshiva. The same thing, you understand that this guy is wrong, even though I couldn't explain to him on paper why he's wrong, but I know he's wrong. I can't explain to him why. But I know he's wrong. There's no suffix that he's wrong. No shyly about it that he's wrong. The same thing, these people that ask these questions are wrong. Even if we can't answer them why they're wrong. In the same way, and in the same mahalach, some people don't understand why shachris and yeshiva has to be so long. Mam shleptach. Not even shorter. A bit later, a bit shorter. They belong to this person that doesn't understand. Not that I understand. When I want to understand, I'll say about the being in tefillah and yeshiva. I don't understand. I'm not saying I have an answer to all these questions. We learned in our parasha, Yankev Avinu is going to Mitzrayim. You know who is Yankev Avinu? Chil Sheba'oves. I'm sure Yaakov spoke and learning the whole time in his house. I don't think Yankev had a problem with Bittul Torah. I don't think the Shif Teiko were busy reading books Chas V'Shalom. Sitting and learning, Yema V'Laila. They're going down to Mitzrayim, Chavre Kadusha. Yaakov is nervous. Vos Zayin in Mitzrayim, there's no yeshiva. He sends Yehuda ahead. What is the problem? You come to Mitzrayim. You find a room, a place, we'll make it a smedrish. There's a problem. I think Yosef is the king. He will take care of it. 5 minutes, they'll put through your room. Yaakov said, I can't go down to Mitzrayim if the yeshiva is not there. Miyameim shal avisenu leiposko mehem yeshiva. Avraham zoken de yeshiva yeshiva. Yaakov goes for 14 years to Beis Shem ve'eva. Yaakov Avinu, son of Yitzchak, Yishtam, yeshiva olim, goes to yeshiva. Weisdeis is in a yeshiva in Talmud Torah something that we don't understand. Some of us understand the part of it. Some of us don't understand at all what it is all about. Aber a yeshiva. A yeshiva has something special. And this special that a yeshiva has, this makes it. This special that a yeshiva has makes the bachur to grow, to become a Talmid Chochem, to become a Ben Aliyah, to become something special. To become something special. This was the yeshiva tzuzah. Chazal say, Ein divratayim miskaimim elo b'mi shemein misatzmo yoleh. Divratei ranad miskayim elo b'mi shemein misatzmo yoleh. Chazal say, Mishnein Oves, Evi goyle lemokim teiro. Ve'al teimar shi'itovo yachareko. Not the Maharal. Have you gone about him? Teiro v'al teimar shi'itovo yachareko. He says it's not like Oishel. In Oishel you could work and not become rich. You could not work and become rich. Some people did work out and became very rich. Some people tried very hard, didn't become rich. And Teiro, if you don't, if you try, you will become. If you don't try, you will never become. If you're not a name, it's Asmoi. There's not even one chance that you'll become a Talmud Chacham. Nishka has a chance. There's no chance to become a Talmid Chacham without a Mei Misatzma. Not even one chance to become a Talmid Chacham without a Mei Misatzma. The only way to become a Talmid Chacham is with a Mei Misatzma. Lomo Nikro Shmo Tushio Shematesh Eskerich Yisholozim. If it's a Torah that is not Mateshet, it will not make it. If you're not a Meimis, you will not make it. A person sometimes has it easy. He's jealous. It looks like when the other guy is going easy. When the other guy goes live. When it's going easy by the other person, this will not make him to become a Talmid Chacham. This will not make him to become special. Maybe sometimes it looks that the other person is easy. Maybe sometimes it looks that the other person is easy. It looks that it's life. It's no life. I want to tell you, there was a bachur here 2 weeks ago, came to America for 48 hours. Young boy, 18, he didn't get along in yeshivas. He had to really leave yeshivas, he had to go out to work. His parents didn't know what to do with him. So I told his parents, send him for Shabbos to my house. And then he'll go out to work. We'll pack him in the right way before he goes out to the midbar, to the place for the animals, to the oilam, yeah? When he's leaving the yeshiva, all the bad malach chabolat going around. So I sent him with someone to Rav Shteyman. Shteyman took his hand and he told him, why are you not learning? You have a Yitzhara, right? You know how much Yitzhara I have not to learn? Much more from what you have. Rav Shteyman, I don't know if you know him, he's not from these people that make up stories that beat together and this locker, yeah? He doesn't know how to do it, Rav Shteyman, yeah? It's a glatter, you know, he's not in that, not a good schmoozer, yeah? It's a ish. Told him, I have more Yitzhak Hara for you, and I fight it every day. I remember of Bobby Pavarsky, the Chatzadik Livchocha, he would come to Yeshiva every night, 12 o'clock by night. Every night, I'm sorry, 2 o'clock by night. Every night, till the morning. Not that there are people that would stay up by night, so they come down on the sleeping, and I is not. He stayed down in yeshiva. We said yeshiva is not, not in yeshiva, it's not in Zahir. We don't understand it, yeah? Like, this guy doesn't understand why people don't learn in the rooms, yeah? But nobody understands what is a yeshiva. So he died in the yeshiva. So he'll wake up 2 o'clock by night, till the yeshiva. Davin, if you can learn, you know, it's Bachar to walk up and spoke to him and learn after davening, you learn now, everyone woke up, yeah? Then he would go home and then he would go back before Shia, he would learn an hour of Shia. He said, you know, he'll be back in his memory. So he said, Shia, then we're back up. And every night, a different Bachar would take him. Like as a toll, as a every time someone else there, he walked him, 2 Bachar. Get older with a wheelchair, then with a car. Remember, his first granddaughter got married. I think she married him, Dr. Soloveitchik's son. So I remember in the chasen, after an hour, he left. They asked him why. I have to be in the shiva at 2 o'clock. I can't tonight to go to sleep later. 2 o'clock, I have to be in the shiva. So I have to go home back early so that I can get back to Bnei Brak to sleep to wake up. I'm David Tolosov. I'm 90 years old. It's been a 90 year. A 90 year. And yedder nacht, the Yitzhahara come to me. And it's 2 o'clock by night. And the Yitzhahara zog to me, David, du bist schon alt. Efter noch 20 minutes, du darfst schlafen ein. Sleep in another 20 minutes, you're already older. Dovid, you're older. I wake up 2 o'clock. I'll see you. A guy said, I had a headache today. Why were you in Seder? I had a headache today. I didn't feel good. I don't know, it's just Naya Meshugasim, yeah? I was not feeling good, yeah? My stomach. I'm the older, I need to sleep another 20 minutes. I push him away. He tells me, 10 minutes. I push him away. I fight and I get up. Till now, he said. I'm 40 years waking up 2 o'clock by night. And every night I have to fight it till I manage to get out of bed. But in 2 o'clock, I pull myself out of bed. We think we have it to hurt. To sleep in 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock and then to wake up, yeah? Rav David has the same milchome, worse. He's out. He's crying. Real excuses to put me to stay back in bed. And I fight. This makes the person to grow. The Alta Gerebbe told the Bacher once came over to him and told him, you can't anymore. The Mavish, he doesn't go till he has to blab Gemore. The Gerebbe told him, I'm so jealous of you. I know, Echot Betzah, and Jason Emer Shaloi Betzah. So when you lead a day, it's like 100 days a month. So every 3 days of year, you do what I do in a year. I look the whole time for the time that I will not have, it'll be hard for me, a couple minutes that I can make some money out of it. That I can make some, what a hard day, I will have a ride. I'm waiting for this hard day, oh, when a hard day comes, I get so excited. I have a hard day, I can make 100 days. Every day you have a hard day? It means in a year you have a million years? I'm so jealous. The person grows from these hard things. This is the way. People don't have. There's a letter from Rav Hutner. A person writes him, Chashuv died, I gave up, I can't, it's not going, it's not happening. Lullamai. Rav Hutner writes him, your letter is the spirit of what you said. Because it's so hard for you, you have the potential to become very big. Since the Velt says, Sheva Yipo Tzadik Vekom, the Velt thinks that even if the Tzadik will fall down 7 times, he will manage to stand up. We know, Zohar Rav Hutna, Sheva Yipo Tzadik Vekom is because Sheva Yipo Tzadik Vekom. So what I'm trying to say. Trying to say two nekudas. Very lemaisa. First, a person has to know that these are the days that he's in a yeshiva. Could be he will not understand what is the roshim and what is the nafkimina. Some guys say, I'm already waiting for the day. I don't see one of these boys here today. Although some of the boys say, you know, I'm waiting for the day to get married to be a good balabasta and 4 hours of hayomi. You know, here I'm schlepping around. Then I'll manage, you know, I'll cover every 7 years, I'll do every day 4 shiur and a hayomi. I say, hear what I'm doing, you know. It's a whole sometimes. Comes up to the head. It's not a yeshiva. Go home. Very good, go to Balabati, they get up, it's a check for that. But well, not shy to do an issue. And what is the Hezva? Go to explain this person why we have to sit in the Mishmerush. He wants a little bit Hezva, I'll explain to you. Chazal say, Echot Shiyoyshe Veloim Et Chev Rabadi. Shechina Imoem, Shtayim Shiyoyshe Vim Shechina Imoem, Shloisha, Asor Shechina Mekadmo, Teres Ruchni. Teira is not Mada. It's Teira Hashem. It's Teira Hashem. It doesn't have to be with IQ. Teira Hashem is an andere Zach. As a Musik Rabim Shalom Din, it's a different Zach. Kol Teira and Kol Kedusha. Al Tehem Rai, the noise disturbs. It's Kol Teira. It's Ribcha Deiraisa. It's the only Chochmah that to explain you have to yell and scream. There's no different Chochmah, Chutzim, politician who wants to prove himself, yes, he schemes. But chutz from that, you want to explain math or something, he don't scream. Never went into a class of math, the guy is screaming, yeah? We jump in the hands of what you're moving your hands for. Why? By us it's called Atzmoy Setem Arno. But our Torah says, Vayanu Ha'om, Vayanu Merochek, is the reason we shock when we learn. The aim of the rest is the Zira. Tell us the other Muslim. Chaya Yeshiva, have the Milus. Why it's like that, we have to know. Yankev Avinu, everyone is his Madrege. But if Yankev Avinu and other Sakdosh feel that when they go to Mitzrayim, they need to be a Yeshiva, Abochi can't feel, I don't understand the difference. I don't understand the difference. But as man, I learned much better from this man. Man is a mufka like a person. Rachman is such a neshama. So the person is feeling at this year that he's in the yeshiva. Even if he doesn't see it. It's hard. Echot betzal, reiso bimer shalei betzal. There's no one in the world, I'm telling you, be a diya bruh. I didn't see even one. I didn't see even one person that had less misgiveness than the other person. It's not a bigger person than the other person that has less misgiveness. This is what I'm telling you. Everyone has the same misyoinus. And the bigger people have bigger misyoinus. It doesn't look like that, but it's like that. The person has to say to himself every time when he passes on his side, this is the step to growth. This is a step for growth. It's in every step. He gets a point. Say, Alamor, you know, it's Choshev Bochum, it's bad to explain it like that. Alamor, you know, explain it like to little kids, and most kids, etc. When they have the little games that you play, yeah? Computer games. So, you know, you play, you know, everything that you eat, you get that there's a point, it's also a position how it goes, yeah? Then it's like a little step, that you did, you get like a lot, yeah? As they gave us into it. You learn every day is a point. When it's hard, what's it? You get 300 points. It's hard now. Top of line. If a person will not eat his points, he will never get very far. A person, every day when it's hard, he goes to bed. So he's leaving, right? He's eating his little points, he gets one. Where is his level? Low, low, low. Today, I was not feeling good. This is the day to be there. And if Hashem gives someone hard, a lot of hard days, it means for this he's made here. You never know. A person could be that the last Gilgul he was the God Ladol. The Dilul before he was the Tzadik Adol. The Gilgul before the Balmoichas from Dol. And now he's one Dol to just eat some hard things to put himself really up. So he's back in this Dol to give it hard. And this time he failed. Who knows? When the Shabbat comes up, here we gave you some hard days to try, you didn't manage. Last doubt, Gilgul, you said everyone was bothering me, I didn't have time to learn. Everyone was asking brachas, I didn't have time to learn. No one was bothering you, no one just opened the Gemara. Lai Ari Cheshek. In a bad mood, and I thought. This is our Cheshek, this is our Kerch. And the year that we are in Yeshiva, this is the time that we grow, even if we don't understand it. We have to be smart enough to understand that if G'dayle Yisrael will be yasid it, they saw what it does. If that person that I met will be opening a yeshiva, we're planning to open separate rooms. Like a jail. Big jail. We know. Why? We know. Chutz from the Ruchniyot. Try to learn yourself. After an hour, you start to learn, yeah? Maybe five guys, good Maslinim will learn. The other one will dry up. So as I read I said, put my name in us. And all the Zachas like that. So the person will chat. Remember, Yaakov Avinu, this is what they felt. So I'm saying, that's why I'm saying it. First, it's good to know for Ashkofa. People have tried in life to go places that there's no yeshiva, there's no dad, no shul, no more container. No, live in my house every day. No. Not a place to move. Not a place to go. Yaakov doesn't want to step in Mitzrayim if there's no yeshiva in Mitzrayim. Yaakov will be the thing that he can manage. When Yaakov has yeshiva in his house, we have to learn it though. It's gosh. Now, if every God who has to only learn in yeshiva or not, that's gosh. I told you last year, how much this time, last year, someone showed me a video from Rabbi Yashin's house. I don't know if it was right to look into to take that video or not. But it was a guy to make a shiva, chutzpah. He, 2:30 by night, he hired it in Rabbi Yashin's house, with a video machine. And Rabbi Yashin walked up to 2:30 by night. And he did Rabbi Yashin walking in his house. Rabbi Yashin doesn't know he's videoing it. He was standing back at the little window there. You see the clock even. And 2:30, Rabbi Yashin goes to the seat, opens the Gemara and starts to learn. Till the morning. They kept showing, Mamish. The Gemara Yashin takes us. They can't start that. This is what he does 2:30 by night. They got let go. It doesn't help. Gemara Rashi tells us to learn and to learn and to learn. Think he doesn't understand? And you see that in the middle he has to stop. And he's having a son, why are you learning? Thank you, said that the Gemara has a shver. So I don't know. I was super if I'm allowed to look in it or not. Yeah, but it's a head there. Then I destroyed it, I didn't feel it's right. We don't chop. We can gear it easy. Gear it easy. It's the same Messiah. Everyone has the same Messiah. And everyone has to pass the same Messiah. And the Chokhmah is, if you pass, you grow.